Meditating on Scripture.
Finally, to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, involves meditating on Scripture. In our day, pagan religions such as Buddhism have virtually cornered the meditation market. Phil Jackson, coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, also known as the Zen Master, even used an occult brand of meditation to get his team ready for the NBA's Western Conference Finals. Pagan meditation, however, should not preclude proper meditation. Buddhist meditation seeks to stamp out the self, to become one with the impersonal cosmic consciousness of the universe, in sharp distinction. Biblical meditation seeks to center oneself on the personal creator of the universe, and it does so through a singular focus on Scripture. To meditate on a passage is to memorize it, to process it, to think deeply about it, and then to offer it back to God as we pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Says J.I. Packer, in meditation, the whole man is engaged in deep and prayerful thought on the true meaning and bearing of a particular passage. It is not accidental that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places for prayer and meditation. It is axiomatic. As Jesus longed to be alone with his heavenly Father, so must we. As I noted in the prayer of Jesus, the issue is not location, but motivation. We are all unique creations of God, thus your secret place will no doubt be different than mine. The point is, we all desperately need a place away from the invasive sounds of this world so that we can hear the sounds of another place and another voice. In the ultimate spiritual battle, Jesus took up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He had mined, memorized, and meditated on Scripture. Thus, when the slanderer sought to tempt the Savior to turn stones into bread, Jesus was prepared. "It is written," he said, "man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."